And to ensure you understand this is the reason why such actions are carried out, I will give you an undeniable proof that no man can deny. There are other poor men with unsteady minds and unable to bear hunger who would bear anything else but starvation. These individuals have repeatedly tried to communicate with us through heartbreaking gestures and words, but having found this unsuccessful, they have abandoned such pleas. From here on, they surpass our own wonder workers by taking to chewing worn-out shoe leather, piercing their own heads with sharp nails, lying about in frozen pools with bare bellies, and enduring other such horrors, all to attract the attention of the unholy spectators. And you, while these things are ongoing, you stand by laughing and deriving amusement from others' misery, an act that only serves to disgrace our shared humanity. It is akin to something a savage demon would do. Furthermore, you provide them with excessive money so they can continue with these acts more efficiently. But to him who prays and calls on God with modesty, you offer neither response nor acknowledgement. Instead, you utter repulsive words to those who implore you, asking, "Should this man be allowed to live, to breathe, to see this sun?" While you are both cheerful and generous to those who conduct such repulsive spectacles, it's as if you're the judge determining the award for this absurd and devilish behavior. Therefore, isn't it more fitting to direct those words towards those who facilitate these evil spectacles? Should these men be allowed to live, to breathe, or see the sun? Those who transgress against our common nature, those who insult God. For when God says, "Give alms, and I will give you the kingdom of heaven," you do not listen. However, when the devil presents a head pierced with nails, you suddenly become generous. This evil tactic, riddled with harms, influences you more than the promises of God that brings countless blessings. If you could stop these actions, or the viewing of them by paying money, you should do anything to escape such extreme madness. Instead, you do everything to ensure they continue and even enjoy watching them. Now, do you still ask, "Tell me, why there is the punishment of hellfire?" No, do not ask this anymore, but rather ask why there is only one hell. For how many punishments would be enough for those who facilitate this cruel spectacle, those who laugh at what they and you should weep over? In fact, you are arguably more deserving of retribution as the ones compelling such disgraceful actions.